share with us a few opening thoughts. Brother Bob.
You know, I was impressed as I got here earlier and I saw the enthusiasm as each individual came through the doors. Some of you are old friends, some of you are new friends, and some of you are friends that I haven't met yet. But we want to make sure that we all talk to everyone. That's one of the nice things about this size of a convention, that we can share with each other. And as our theme hymn said, the solid rock is how we stand. Our theme, convention theme text is, let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering. What an excellent admonition. How do we do that? Well, we do that by gathering together just like this, whether it be a weekly meeting or a convention. We do that by going over to the book table and taking care and advantage of all the materials and resources that we have. We go over to the audio and visual table and we take care of audio materials and video materials. And then we also do it by fellowshipping one with another and hearing the testimony of each other's hearts. That's really what this convention is all about. We have an exciting program. We have a program that's going to be very rich in exactly what's said here, in the professing of our faith without wavering. And as you look, you'll see that Brother Tom Riggiorello is going to give an additional talk today. And then tomorrow afternoon, the last session, you'll want to stay for. This is a session that will touch your heart. It's a China report. This session will not be recorded and will not be distributed. And the reason is the nature of the China report. There are some names given and some situations that occurred. If that ever got back, it could be very serious for the individuals involved. But you have an opportunity to stay for that last session and to hear and see the truth being spread in China. This is exciting because for the first time, the truth is actually spreading in China. And that's exactly what our Lord said. This gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world. And Brother Todd's going to tell us about that. That's an exciting thing. I know I've had some opportunities in Africa, others in India. And when we see these developing countries where for the first time the truth is taking hold and starting to be spread, it's exciting. Brother Todd's going to tell us all about that. Now, unfortunately, the brother that was going to be here was going to give the theme discourse. So I'm going to give you the mini theme. That means it's going to be very compressed. You might think I was going to give you a PowerPoint, but I'm not going to. What is this profession of our faith? In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And our God, our Creator, is from everlasting to everlasting. He's always existed and will always exist. Sometime after the beginning, He created the firstborn of all creation, the Logos. And then the Logos worked with Him in concert to create everything else that was created. The crowning creation was Adam and then later Eve. And God, after He created them, He gave them a commandment. It kind of can be summarized by obey and live, disobey and die. Unfortunately, Eve was deceived and Adam willfully sinned. And as a result, the curse of sin, which is death, has fallen upon all of His progeny. Since that time, all mankind have suffered the consequences of sin, which is death. The result is that each and every year, more and more die. Just this week in our class, we had a dear one who was a deacon in our class, Brother Len Franken, who finished his course. And this is the fate of all mankind caught under this sin-sick and dying condition. So one by one, mankind slips into the sleep of death, down to this very day. Yet somehow, man knows within their souls that life should go on. And if we look at the 4,000 plus religions, the vast majority of them have some concept of an afterlife. Because man knows within his souls, and it says this within Ecclesiastes, that man knows that life should go on. And in fact, that promise will be fulfilled. Our God did not leave mankind in this sin sick and dying condition. He gave them an opportunity to come out, and that's through His Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, who was spiritual, took on the flesh, was born of a woman, and began a perfect human walk. He willingly gave up His earthly life rights for, and His opportunity for an earthly resurrection for a new and living way. That was sealed on the cross when He said, "It is finished." And we know that God accepted that when He was resurrected. That was an exciting thing. In setting up this new and living way, He also opened up an opportunity for a new class, the Spirit begotten. And those are those that are called out, the called. In the Scriptures, we call it the church. This is an exciting concept that God would hearken mankind and touch individuals and say, "Come higher." But this is what happened. And He gave them an opportunity to consecrate their all, to give up their earthly life rights, that they might have an opportunity to reign with Him 1,000 years and to dispense blessings to all the world of mankind. The purpose, once they accept this, they are baptized. And the purpose of this walk then is their sanctification, which means to be made holy. In the process of that, we see the fruits of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, and happiness. I told you I was not going to give a PowerPoint. Excuse me. And as a result, as they go through the difficult trials and experiences of life, they are given the peace that passeth all understanding. And during this process, you see a transformation, as it were, a metamorphosis of character, much like the moth that goes from the caterpillar to the beautiful moth. And that's exactly why we gather together, that we can sanctify one another, that we can upbuild one another, that we can help each other in this metamorphosis experience. We're told that in the end time, the Lord would return, and He has returned, silently, quietly, as a thief in the night, with two purposes. First, to raise the sleeping saints, and then to help with the separation of the wheat and the tares. What a glorious, glorious plan. And we are in that end time now. As we sit on the precipice of this coming election and we see the turmoil in the world, the financial markets, we realize that we are in those end days. Our focus is not on those things, not on the things of the world, but on the spiritual things, the food that never corrupts. And that's why we're here. This is part of that profession of our faith. We're promised that soon this will all come to an end. There'll be a great tribulation called Armageddon, and it will culminate with Jacob's trouble, referring to Jacob, Israel, culminating with the nation of Israel going under stress they have never seen before, being at the precipice of destruction, and then God intervening. This leads to a new heavens and a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness, under a new covenant or arrangement. Then there will be a resurrection of the dead, and there'll be a restitution of all things, a perfect earth for perfect human beings. And all will have to struggle once again to realign themselves and come back into at-one-ment with God. The great mediator, the Christ, head and body, will accomplish this. And at the end of this period, Satan will be loosed for a short period to deceive those who are weak. And then comes final judgment. And after this, God will be all in all. This is the profession of our faith. We're going to hear about some of the aspects of this. We're going to hear about things that will help us build our faith, that will help us understand just a little glimpse of the mind of God. And in doing so, we build faith. We upbuild one another. And we do so. When we have that solid faith, now we can profess this. We can go forth and preach this gospel in all the world as we have an opportunity, without wavering. That means we're like that solid rock. We don't waver. We really, really appreciate so much. All the beautiful words in the scripture that lay this plan out so beautifully. I could go on, but if I did that, our next speaker would run short. And I'm looking forward to hear what he has to say. And so with that, we will say once again, welcome. And we hope that all will receive a rich spiritual blessing.